This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Let me share a story. Alex is a CEO in a large corporation. He's stressed because of the pandemic and his teams are not meeting expectations. He's having sleepless nights. His stress and anger levels are building and he's no longer able to make decisions. His colleagues are whispering in the nooks and crannies and Alex is a fictional character, but the scenario is not far from what a lot of people are experiencing. Can we alter our state so that we can attain peak performance? I'm here with Teva Niti from Synapse Cloud and he believes it's possible. Teva, tell us a little bit about your company and what it does.
Thank you, Freda. Synapse Cloud is a data analytics company. Only thing is, in this case, the data that we look at is human behavior and human performance. So what we do is we use biosensors and we use our customized platform to study the mind that gives us very quantified readings about the mind and the brain and the body. Mm-hmm. And using this quantified data, which is completely non-subjective, we show our clients, our users, their baseline performance. Mm-hmm. And then we try to move them up towards peak performance. Okay. So in a nutshell, that's what we do.
Right. Now, how did you get started on this, though?
The first ever, let me tell you a very short story.
Okay.
In 1998, I used to run a brain stimulation center called Smart Brain Mind Technologies in Penang.
Right.
At that time, you know, the smartphones didn't exist. Mm. Bluetooth barely started. Mm. And we used very complex wiring systems to wire, to stick electrodes on a user's head.
Right.
And I had to be present.
Right.
And I thought there must be surely something better than this in the market.
Right.
And I did a simple Google search. Always, that's the bottom line, isn't it? A simple Google search, and I found NeuroSky.
Okay.
And NeuroSky supplies wireless headsets that makes it a very distributed, a very independent training system that anybody can set up at home and start within 5 minutes.
Mm.
And NeuroSky is a Silicon Valley company, of course.
Right. Okay. So I know I'm just reading there. They provide your focus is on training for peak performance for all domains of human endeavor. And you use this thing called NeuroWorks and Synapse Habits 4.0, right? And this is where you've partnered with NeuroSky, right? So this was in the late 90s.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So you've been working with them since?
It's been almost a 20-year relationship.
Right.
And the CEO of NeuroSky is Stanley. He's made many, many visits to Malaysia and this region.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Elon Musk has come and disrupted the industry completely with mm-hmm. his Neuralink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, Brian Johnson, these are all people who started PayPal, Microsoft, and they are now exploring technologies that embed the sensor into the brain.
Right.
So they are building matrix-style systems that download data into the brain directly. So that's going to be the next evolution.
Right.
So yes, there's a lot of interesting things happening.
Right. Okay. It's a lot of, mind games, really. How did you tie up with gymnast Sarina Sunaraja in this venture?
That's also a very interesting story. Okay. We actually met at Starbucks next to PJ Hilton.
Okay.
And at that time, she was trying to organize her, she was trying to mainstream rhythmic gymnastics into Malaysian schools. And this league, this competition that she was trying to organize is called the Princess Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, okay, instead of just starting just another competition, would we be able to do it in a manner that we'll be able to measure the performance of Malaysian talents in a very clear database manner and then see whether we could work with the MOE and MSN, ISN to harvest a new crop of rhythmic gymnastics talents.
Right.
And Sarina, of course, is the 1998 Commonwealth gold medalist in rhythmic gymnastics.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a vast network within the Ministry of Youth and Sports.
Mm.
So with that network and with the peak performance system, we've been trying to see how we can actually initially to gather to see what kind of talent lies just at the very grassroots level of Malaysian society in the field of rhythmic gymnastics.
Right.
And from there, we are actually now getting connected to all the various sectors of sports, and we're trying to talk to ISN about perhaps even helping out with the Olympic athletes training.
Okay, because there are a couple of things that are going through right now, right? That with added pressure of the pandemic, right? Not knowing whether the Olympics is happening this year and all that, right? That's just an example. And so interesting, right? So it works with corporates and it works with athletes. It works with students as well. Now, okay, I'm just going to go through a couple of things that you provide. So your NeuroSky's a direct brain engagement tool is the MindWave mobile tool. And your body measurement tool is the Biosense wearable. So you are the partner for NeuroSky Malaysia and Singapore, and you work in the development of apps and algorithms. So in essence, you enable the quantifier of the states of mind, body and brain via your IP help brainware algorithms to describe 35 styles of habits, behaviors and thinking styles, right? So we talked about the example of Alex, the CEO, earlier. What can he do then?
Okay. So last week, I posted a LinkedIn article about a colleague of mine who is about 30 years old, and he's been living with a rage issue since he was a child. And he is a very avid practitioner of meditation and mindfulness. But the problem is, and this is not to knock the mindfulness or meditation, but in meditation and in practicing mindfulness, usually your eyes are closed and you are in a calm environment. But neuroscience understands that we are all born with a certain chemistry, and our diets and our lifestyles all contribute to that chemistry to either enhance it or weaken it. Now, this friend of mine, even though he's been trying to stay calm, but he also knows that anytime at all when something, a trigger happens around him that is very, what we call 4Fing to him, it, it immediately triggers his adrenaline response. He loses it. He loses it. His words, his actions become uncontrollable. All kinds of words come out of his mouth.
Right.
And the unique thing about him is he starts pouring with sweat. He literally becomes wet in 1 minute.
Right.
Now, ever since he started the training to take control of his adrenaline response, which drives his rage, within 5 days, the first thing he noticed was that he's actually sleeping better and sleeping longer. And he's no longer cursing at people. The rage is still triggered. I mean, he still has not gained control of the anger, which is the final thing that we need to solve. But his life has changed. In 5 days, his life has changed. And that is the power of brain training, neurofeedback. It has an almost instant effect.
All right. Okay. So that's why we need to meet to sort out my rage issues.
Okay. I guarantee you that within 2 hours of training, you'll be able, you'll have better sleep. And within 2 weeks of training, you'll suddenly, all your colleagues, not you, but your colleagues will be telling you, Freda, what happened?
All right.
You're so calm and composed nowadays.
Now, when you say training, what is it? It's actually a device that you wear. What actually happens? You having a wearable, what is it?
Okay. Now, imagine that all of us, men and women, we all are used to wearing a hair clip, a hairband that, you know, women usually just put over their heads to hold their hair down. Now, this device, which is called the MindWave, looks almost exactly like that, but it's got a few add-ons. And the most important component is a little sensor that touches your forehead and a little Bluetooth module behind your ear.
Right.
The moment this is put on, you are now able to connect your brain chemistry live to a device, a laptop or a mobile device.
Right.
When that happens, then you launch an app that is based on Synapse Cloud's IP and systems. You are able to see the chemistry of your brain as it is happening to you. So when I say chemistry, this chemistry is translated as a series of brain waves, traditionally known as the EEG.
Right.
Electroencephalograph. Now, the simple thing about this is that you do not have to understand the science. You do not have to know the why, the what, nothing. All you're asked to do is to look at the display and try to change the shape of the brainwave.
Right.
A person who, for instance, has a rage problem, the brainwaves will be very erratic. It'll be off the charts. It'll be very sharp spikes. It'll just looking at it, you know it looks very dirty, for lack of a better word. And the moment you are now aware of what your brain chemistry looks like, and I will give a specific set of instructions for how to start to train, how to learn to what to do in your mind, within usually about 30 seconds to a minute, the brainwave shape starts to change.
Right.
And I've done this with thousands of people, and it has never failed even once. Adults usually take 30 seconds to a minute. Children may take about 2-3 minutes before they get the hang of it.
Right. And so it's very B2B or B2C when you're approaching clients about this?
Right now, we're actually B2C because our main target groups are corporate, parenting, parents, education, and sports.
Right.
So we are about to venture into B2B as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it was before this B2G.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that we are trying to get people to understand is that it's very affordable and you can measure anything using from a user who's seated at home doing business work, doing sports training, learning as in children going through education. It is distributed. It doesn't, and the results are all in the cloud. The measurements are all in the cloud.
Right.
So a human resource manager, a teacher, a parent, anybody who's got a vested interest in the user's performance is able to see what is happening to the user in real time.
Right. All right. We'll continue our chat about this. I'm here with Thevaniti from Synapse Cloud. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bias-free media. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm with Neva Thevaniti from Synapse Cloud. We're talking about very interesting, basically Synapse Cloud provides expert services in enabling of direct brain and mind training processes, leveraging IR 4.0 technologies. And you know what you've gone explained to me a little earlier on, this is something that's over 20 years in the making that you've developed, right? Now, you've also diversified into cloud AI and big data analytics, right? Foreseeing that the future will be severely disrupted by machine learning technologies. So you started building a virtual ecosystem. Can you elaborate a little bit about that?
Okay. In starting the work in peak performance and the measurement of human behavior, we also realized that there are severe pains in society now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the foremost pains are the safety of women, as in women empowerment.
Mm.
Many women who are in abuse situations, who are even conditioned by Stockholm Syndrome and not even aware of it, that is one issue.
Right.
They are performance, they're athletes who need to know what is called their state of preparedness during training and their state of readiness during a event itself.
Mm-hmm.
There are parents who need to know how they're thinking and how they're behaving as they behave correctly or incorrectly towards their children. So there's so many aspects of human behaviors and human applications that we saw that what we need is a big enough platform that will encompass individual needs. At the end of the day, we are not looking at group performance. We are looking at very specific individual performance, and each individual has their own need.
Right.
So that virtual ecosystem is called the Synapse Universe.
Mm.
And that app that we are building is a mega app, of course. We try not to get too excited, but as we start planning and designing, things always go overboard. But anyway, so the Synapse Universe, that's what it has evolved into, a system that takes care of women who need safety and security.
Mm.
It takes care of an athlete who needs to understand whether his training is progressing, whether he's overtraining, what's his recovery like? Is he going to be ready for an event?
Right.
So when I talked to you about mindfulness just now, we actually have an app, which is called the Sense app, where you train with 4F stresses. And that's what it's all about. All our training, whether it is a real world training or through the app, we introduce sounds and sights and vibrations on the phone that will naturally trigger rage and nervousness and apprehension, anxiety.
Mm.
And while you're undergoing this 4F stressor, the system then asks you, okay, in spite of all this, still do your training and get your brainwaves into shape.
Right.
And that is what matches reality, and it's called 4F simulation training.
Right.
So if you can overcome your stresses during training, and you know confidently, you're seeing that quantified picture of what's happening to your brain chemistry as it gets better and better, you now can venture confidently into the world, and you know that even though someone comes and screams and curses at you, you'll still be calm and you'll be able to reply logically and not so emotionally anymore.
Okay, you don't go into this fight mode. Now, another thing that you have is the Synapse 360, which is the mind tool. It's a 360-step practices that explains the philosophy, theory, and practice application of how to think to become a peak-performing person. So this is the Synapse 360 Habit 4.0 platform, right? And these 360 steps are defined to 12 domains of focus that become the foundation for the training in your Synapse 360 habits, behaviors, and thinking system. So what are these 12 domains?
Okay, so a short background. This Synapse 360 is inherently a series of 360 steps that train us for how to think. Okay, just now I was talking about the physical brain chemistry. Now we are looking at the intangible mind. It is 360 steps for how to think and how to see and hear and feel the world that we all live in today. It's a very different world. And it has evolved actually over the past 30 years. The first work started 30 years ago. And the first step for this is actually when I wrote my first book for parenting. It's called Your Child, Your Genius. And there are two versions to it now, Your Child, Your Genius 2. And I have three kids and they are not experiments. They are the result of my work. They are all very highly successful people now who are involved in the Malaysian society at a very high level. So the Synapse 360, 12 domains that evolved from all the results of 30 years of work and experiment and testing, we cover things. The first domain, the first of the 12 domains is independent curiosity. Now, we identify independent curiosity because that is the first step that anybody has to take in order to be willing to have an open mind and to study what is happening around them with a new type of awareness.
Right.
Because curiosity implies the willingness to want to learn.
Right.
And it goes down from independent curiosity to creativity and critical thinking to learning how to be inspiring and influential, to becoming an operational 10th person, meaning you always have the ability to challenge the people around you in a way that doesn't get them to lose face, but yet help people to see the actual truth. And it culminates in becoming what is called a specialist generalist.
Right.
And this term specialist generalist is the commonly accepted belief that for a person to be successful in today's world, they actually need to become a specialist in many, many fields, a jack of all trades and master of them all. So the ultimate objective of the Synapse 360 platform of the mind training is for people to evolve into becoming a specialist generalist, an expert in many, many, many fields.
Okay, now I need it for my son. Okay. Now, one of the domains is also living mindfulness, right? You talk about the 12 domains. Isn't this something that can be done through meditation? You gave the example. How is it different, though?
Okay. So again, I refer back to that living experiment that is happening with my colleague. He's, I think, a perfect everyday example of people who meditate and try to be mindful. So what mindfulness, I think we all know it at the basic level, and that is being present in the moment. But truly speaking, living mindfulness, if you define it according to neuroscience and behavioral sciences, it is about three things. It is about being aware of the external stimuli around you and what is constantly coming into your senses, so that you need to be present and to feel, to see and hear and feel what are the external stimuli. But it is also about once this stimuli comes into you, you need to be aware of what your internal responses are. And again, ultimately, it is about being able to control your inner chemistry. Everything boils down to that.
Right.
It's not just being present in the moment and being aware.
Right.
What are you going to do with it? Because that awareness is going to change something in you. You're responding to that awareness. But do you have the ability to control that awareness?
Right. Okay, so is of course, like you were talking about how our physical and mental makeup is very different for different people, and then you are able, so you will be different for different people, right, in terms of using the tools.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a movie called Split by M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes.
He's proposing a theory that schizophrenia is actually a next step in the evolution of human beings.
Okay.
Because truly speaking, I mean, someone like you who meets hundreds and thousands of people in your interviews, you probably need to have 200 different types of personalities to match the type of personality of the person that you're interviewing.
True.
And you probably do not even know that. You're not even conscious of that. It's a very subconscious thing. And you change your words and your expressions and your tone depending on your interviewee.
Ah.
So, and that's what makes you expert. The expertise is in being able to control that so many aspects of yourself, so that the more versions you have of yourself to deal with different scenarios in the world implies a different, higher and higher level of expertise.
Okay.
It's just that now schizophrenics, they don't have the control, the ability to control the change, but that's the theory, yeah.
Right, okay, so very interesting. So obviously people can get in touch with you, you know, to go to your website?
Yes, it's signupscloud.my.
Okay, and so whether it's for corporates or parents, you know, just sports people as well, right? We should be in touch, so they can find you there. Thank you for your time. I've been speaking to Teva Niti from Synapse Cloud, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.